We start this hour, though, with the Final Four. It's now set. North Carolina, Gonzaga, South Carolina, and Oregon are coming to the Valley for the men's college basketball championship. And tourism officials hope those schools' fans and alums will also visit and spend money while they're here. Debbie Johnson is director of the Arizona Office of Tourism. She's also co-chair of the Final Four Host Committee. And Debbie, when you're looking at trying to calculate the economic impact of an event like the Final Four, how do you expect this will compare with some of the other big sporting events the Valley has hosted recently, things like the Super Bowl or the BCS Championship?
I think we're going to see a similar economic impact. Obviously, Super Bowl was off the charts, which is fantastic. But I think we're going to see a similar impact. I think we're going to see great response from the fans who are coming in, the student athletes, their families. And what we love about this event is, in addition to the economic impact that kind of we get instantly, we're going to have some long-term economic impact, too, from people who not only see us watching, the millions watching on TV, but also from those people who are here and experience Arizona and have no idea how much we have to offer that decide they want to come back.
Given that this event falls at sort of the peak of tourist season here in the Valley, is it really that much added to what we would have gotten otherwise? I mean, do people maybe not come because they don't want to get caught up in a big event like that?
You know what? We've heard that sometimes with Super Bowl. With this, we're not hearing that at all, which is great news. We're kind of at the end of Cactus League, which is fantastic. But I do think we are already in high season. And that's a great point that you make. But that's where I think that long-term economic impact is really going to pay off. I still think we're going to see some very solid economic numbers compared to previous years this time of year.
How do the revenue numbers compare to some of the expenditure numbers, things like public safety, maybe extra cleanup crews, you know, after some of the events in various Valley cities? I mean, do cities tend to make out okay from these events?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that the cities, again, in the long term, tend to have a very positive economic gain. And here's the thing, if they didn't, they wouldn't do it. That's the thing that people have to understand. It's still a business, ultimately. And if there wasn't a positive gain, kind of a return on your investment, they're not going to do it. Why would they do it? But yet cities stand in line. They beg for the chance to host.
How easy or difficult is it to calculate sort of that long-term economic impact you talked about? Maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road, somebody coming here. I mean, can we really tell that they came here because they were here for the Final Four, they saw it on TV and it looked really nice?
That's obviously a lot harder than it is, that immediate economic impact. And there's some methods that we have at the Office of Tourism now that we're using where we're tracking, you know, some pixels on ads. If they pull up an ad on their phone and then they show up in Arizona, those are all things that we're tracking now. It's some new technology that's pretty impressive. Is there a way to be sure on everybody? Absolutely not. But I think that's true of everything.
How do you think that big sports events compare to other big events that a city like Phoenix or a region like the Valley could host? For example, a presidential political convention or some other big event like that?
Well, I think there's all kinds of events that we host, and we're very lucky to have hosted many of those in the past. Again, not just sporting events, but other events. I think the beauty of the sporting events is not just the people who are in town, because that's a given with the other events, but it's the millions that are watching worldwide. And for us in tourism, that's where we really focus on, is that worldwide audience. So we get to some international visitors that maybe haven't thought of Arizona, and they see pictures of the Grand Canyon and Sedona and Tucson and Bisbee and all across the state, and they really didn't realize that we weren't just a desert.
What kind of impact do events that are not the actual games themselves play? How important are those and the attendance and sort of the money spent and brought in at those events relative to the actual game or games themselves?
You know, I think people are looking beyond just one game now with any of these events. And so to be able to have different concerts, music fest, you know, in this case, fan fest, these are all parts of the experience. It goes so much more than just beyond the game. It's really about an experience and creating that memory. And that's what we love to be part of. And the NCAA does it so, so well with the concerts and the fan fest that they do. And that'll all take place in downtown Phoenix, obviously, with the games out in Glendale.
I know that when tourism officials promote things like the Cactus League or to some extent the Super Bowl, the hope is that people will come here maybe a few days ahead of time, stay a few days afterwards, maybe go to the Grand Canyon, maybe go to Sedona, things like that. Is the Final Four one of those events? I mean, it's potentially a whole weekend plus a Monday for, you know, the two teams that make it to the final. Is this the time that people will explore Arizona who've come here from somewhere else, or is that part of the longer term benefits that we've been talking about?
No, I think you've got a great point. As we look at this right now, and our promotion from the Arizona Office of Tourism is come early and stay late. But the other piece about Final Four that really is fantastic from a tourism point of view is you have all day Sunday and half a day Monday before the final games start, where people are going to be out exploring. They can be at Music Fest, they can be up at the Grand Canyon, they can go anywhere within the state. Because we're so centrally located in Phoenix, they can really get out and experience Arizona. And I can tell you, our office has gotten hundreds of requests for information, for where to go, kind of those day trips that people really understand, hey, we've got a whole day, let's go do something, let's go see Arizona.
All right, Debbie Johnson, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Debbie Johnson is Director of the Arizona Office of Tourism and co-chair of the Final Four Host Committee.